because yes, because actually that's ignorance precedes wisdom. Mm. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today.
Welcome once again to another awesome episode on LifePod with C. I am always excited to have you with me. Last time we talked about success. If you haven't listened to that episode, you want to do that right now. No, I'm not commanding you. You want to do that right now. I'm saying this because it's really, really interesting. It's a very interesting episode. And I promise you, you will enjoy that episode if you do. Okay. Now we're going to jump right into what we have to discuss today. Today I am talking to men. Today I specifically want to talk to men. Okay, so let's talk about this. What does it really mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a man? And so, in fact, before I continue, I want to give a major shout out to all men out there. All men out there, you are doing a good job. And I'm giving this shout out now because today is International Men's Day. And so I want to say a big shout. I want to give a big shout out to all of you out there doing the work, grinding on a daily basis, and just trying your best to put out the much you can put out. You're doing well, and I celebrate you. Well done. Okay, let's go back. Let's continue. What does it really mean to be a man? Generally, every man is expected to provide, protect, and defend. But society has also added to that definition. Society, events, circumstances, and even social media. So, they say a man is a fighter. A man is one who is strong. You continue to absorb. A man never shares. When I say share, he doesn't spread his problems. He doesn't go around telling people about his problems. That's a real man, right? You've heard that severally. In fact, the moment you start sharing your pain and expressing your vulnerability, you are automatically viewed as a weakling. There's a vulgar version for this, but you already know I won't say it. I won't say it. I won't say it. So, a man should never cry, they say. Actually, from a tender age of, say, 2, you start hearing statements like, be a man. Be a man. Be strong. In fact, in the traditional Igbo language where I'm from, in Nigeria, they will say, die onwoke ke Igbo. That is, be strong. You are a man. Or bear it. You're a man. Men are trained to hate and detest failure. And consequently, if as a man I fail, I should not even be existing because a real man, quote unquote, shouldn't fail. This is evident in the standard for being successful as stipulated by society. You have to be buffed up or macho. You have to have a fleet of cars. They have to be exotic cars too. You have to have plenty houses. There has to be girls everywhere for every day of the week. Crazy. And of course, big cigars. What's success without big cigars? It's an inexhaustible list. It's an inexhaustible list. I touched on this when we talked about success in our last episode. And so we won't talk so much about this. My pastor, Pastor Landry, often says, men are an endangered species, and I totally agree. Check this out. I carried out a study on this and found out that as at 2020, the sex ratio was roughly equal. That is, the male population was about 50.4% and the female population was around 49.6%. But then, over time, that ratio alternates, it switches because there is a higher tendency for a higher mortality rate in men than in women. Now, I'm going to explain. As a man, and this happens mostly between the teenage years and the adult year. And so, what could be responsible for this? I asked myself this question, and then it dawned on me. Two things. Oh, in fact, it's actually one, because when you look at it, it's one and it's almost the same thing. Pressure and stress. Pressure and stress. Now, every man, when you come out into this world as a man, there are expectations that are put on you, knowingly and unknowingly, consciously and unconsciously, actively or inactively. As a man, once you are born into this world, you are born into that consciousness that there are certain things you have to do. I don't know about other parts of the world, but it's common in Nigeria. It's worse off if you are the first son. But I'm glad the family I'm from, I don't have that kind of pressure at all because of the exposure and enlightenment. Matter of fact, I'm from a family of six and all five siblings are girls. And I'm the only guy. I am the only guy. But I'm glad. I'm grateful to God for the family I'm from because I don't have all that pressure. Okay. So pressure is one of them. Stress is another thing. Okay. So I think now talking about it, it's not really exactly the same thing because pressure is one thing, stress is another. So let's talk about stress also. Stress is... how do I explain this now? So this... stress is as a result of certain lifestyles, certain things that you do, you expose yourself to, and then certain things you also deprive yourself of. Okay, so you find out that you sleep less, you rest less, you work more, you work your head. In fact, I hope you know that there's a way you can be sleeping and you're not resting. At that point, you're just closing your eye, but you are not resting. So you have to find a way to declutter yourself at the end of every day and just rest. You have to also understand, as a man, when you are working yourself off, you have to also understand that your family need you alive. You are more useful to your family alive than dead. And so you don't want to kill yourself in the process of trying to make money. So find a way to create a balance. When it is time to rest, give your all to your rest. And when it is time to work, give your all to your work. But by all means, please, stress is one of the fastest killers as we have come to know. So having said all of this, you'll come to understand that pressure and stress are the leading factors of early death in men, apart from any other factor. And you know another thing about pressure? The pressure is not always the one that comes from your family members. Sometimes too, this pressure comes from ourselves. As men, you wake up today, you tell yourself, I need to do this. Oh boy, oh man, I need to do this. Oh boy, I need to do this. I need to do that. And nobody has told you to build a mansion or and do all of that. It is just a picture, an image of what a man should be that you have in your head. Rid yourself of that. Talking about that, let's tie this up. So, rid yourself of the pressure. How can I help myself? Rid yourself of the pressure. Whatever it is that will put you under undue pressure. I'm going to give you an example of undue pressure. I think it's unfair for people around you to know that your capacity is within... Let's take for instance, let me paint a picture. Talking about this, let me paint a picture. You have a job and that job you're earning, say, 50,000. And yet, back home, they are expecting you to build a house. Now that is unfair. If you have a business, that your turnover at the end of every month is, say, after all expenses, after all deductions, your turnover at the end of the month, after all deductions, is, say, around 10 million. After all deductions have been made, you've paid salaries. I'm just trying to paint a picture here. You've paid salaries, you've done everything, and what you have left with you to play around is 10 million. And there's the expectation on you to build a house. That makes sense. That's reasonable. That's realistic. That's not pressure. Is it making sense now? So anything that will bring on you undue pressure, rid yourself of it. That's one. Two, healthy lifestyle. Rest, eat good food, stop smoking. I'm talking to you there, you that are listening to me now. Stop smoking. Quit it. It's not helping you, really. It's not about anything. It's about your health. It's about your body. You that you're drinking anyhow, stop it. It's not helping you. It's really not good for you. Healthy lifestyle. This is actually for your own good. This is the reason why men die young. Because we are daredevils. Every time we want to dare something, every time we want to try something, every time we just want to do something crazy. We always want to do something crazy as men. There's that tendency to just do something. But you don't have to. Next up is, surround yourself with people who will encourage you to be vulnerable. Now listen to this. Vulnerability is a gift. Let me put it that way. Vulnerability is a gift. So it's not something you will give everybody. There's that special someone in your life who allows you be yourself around them or around him or her. When you find yourself that one person, please be yourself around such persons. What that kind of setting does for you is that, do you know what it means to have someone that you can be yourself around? It's such a great gift. Honestly, I kid you not. It's such a great gift. It's a great gift, I tell you. It's a great gift. So you want to find yourself around such persons. Someone who will allow you be yourself around him or her. Someone who will allow you just be your best self. Such that in your lowest point, you're not trying to be strong. Stop. Like men, we need to reduce the rate at which we are trying to be strong at all times. And lastly, this is the most important part of all of these, because this sums up every other. In fact, if you can get this last one, then you will not struggle in any area of your life. My last point is this: there is no peace outside of God. So you want to be close to God. You want to have a relationship with God. Because when you have a relationship with God, you have peace. You have rest. You have someone you can be vulnerable with. The Holy Spirit can never judge you. Even when you fail, the Holy Spirit can never laugh at you. Your closest friend, your loved ones, your family can even laugh at you when you fail. But the Holy Spirit can never laugh at you. So you can always feel free to go back to the Holy Spirit and say, I know. Do you know the thing? The cool thing is, the Holy Spirit will never tell you, I told you so. That's the reason most men don't go back to their women, their wives, to tell them, you know that face of, that shameful face. So a man finds it difficult going back to his wife to say, you know that thing you told me to do, not to do? I did it though, and I failed. Because the wife, what she would do is what? I told you now. Should be I told you. If it's the one that is not sensitive enough now, she will now start breaking it down, explaining to you why you should have, why, you know, I mean, severally, I, you know, this is not the first time I've told you. This is not the first time I've warned you about something and it didn't go well. and I now told you this one, you still went ahead to do what was on your mind. You see, I told you. But the Holy Spirit can never tell you, I told you so. He can never say that to you. The Holy Spirit is the best friend to have. So, man, if you don't have a close walk with God, you want to do that today. You know what they always say? Tomorrow may be too late. So you want to do that today. Build that relationship with God. You now have someone that you can get everything and more from. So, there is no peace. Like I said, there is no peace outside God. I don't know about any other person, but truly, 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 there is no peace outside God. Now, I'm going to end with this piece I put together, and it's in honor of men, because really, 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 I don't know if anybody has told you, but I think you're doing a great job, and you should be hearing that more often. Dear Kings, you're a big deal. You are the prize. You are worth more than a million precious stones put together. You're a protector, defender, provider. You're a protector, defender, and provider. But when you find a space where you can be transparent and vulnerable, please be all that. You deserve every good thing you wish yourself. Anticipate it. Expect it. Don't think it's too good to be yours. Your life is important. Cherish it. Your health is important. Treat it well. Your soul and spirit is important. Nurture it. Dear King, I hope you win. Cheers. All right. Thank you so much. You have made it to the end of this episode, and I am so glad. I'm so excited, and I appreciate you for this. Thank you so much, men. I appreciate you. I celebrate you. And women, if you're listening to this, please take out time to celebrate the men in your life. Men, take it easy on yourself. You're doing well. Peace. I am sure you enjoyed that episode, didn't you? Now go ahead and share this link with your friends and loved ones. Also, why not join me on Instagram and Facebook at LifePod with C, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. That is LifePod with C on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. Have a fabulous week ahead.